Well, we're hearing lots about walls these days. With some luck and often a great deal of hardship, walls can come down. Witness the Berlin Wall, which fell 20 years ago today. The World's Jerry Hadden has been looking into what songs symbolize the struggle against the divided Germany. The few he found mostly came from East Germany, where artists really couldn't say what they meant.
It's really hard for former West Germans to think of songs that typified their defiance of the wall, or for that matter, the Iron Curtain. On a street in Stuttgart, this man says he can't really say. Another woman in Berlin says she can't think of any either. Then she says, wait, there was one song by West German rocker Udo Lindenberg, but she can't remember the name. That song was called The Special Train to Pankow. You might recognize the melody. Lindenberg's lighthearted spin on Chattanooga Choo Choo is an open letter to East German President Erich Honecker asking for an invitation to play on his side of the Berlin Wall. It was a hit, but hardly a heavy-duty protest song. David Robb is an expert on German protest music from the 1960s onward. He says during the Cold War, West German musicians protested against a lot of things, nuclear power, the American war in Vietnam, but not about the wall.
The issue of the Berlin Wall was an East and West German issue, but it was associated with so much pain and loss that it was a very sensitive subject. It's very difficult to approach, and I think that it was too delicate, it was too sensitive.
Ironically, Rob says the real musical protest was taking place in East Germany, even though artists there risked arrest or having their work banned.
Sind so kleine Hände, sind so kleine. Darf man nie drauf schlagen, die zerbrechen dann.
One of those artists was folk singer Bettina Wegner. This song, called Kinder, warns against hurting children who are so innocent. Their spines are so delicate, she sings, that one must not bend them, lest they break. Our goal should be a society of men who stand tall. Because, she sings, we already have enough without spines at all. Wegner's song was clearly critical of East German authoritarianism by talking around the subject. In East German protest music, you hear lots of vague allusions to society's problems, to dreaming and waiting, but sometimes artists did come out and say what they felt, as was the case with Wolf Biermann and this song called The Prussian Icarus.
Und wenn du weg willst, musst du gehen. Ich hab schon viele abhauen sehen aus unserem halben Land. Ich halt mich fest hier, bis mich kalt.
Biermann sings, if you want to get out, you must go. I've already seen loads take off from our half of a country. I'll hang on in here until this hated bird claws me cold and drags me over the edge. Then I'll be the Prussian Icarus with gray wings of cast iron. Biermann sang this song at a concert in Cologne in 1976. For his efforts, the East German authorities never let him go home. He and Wegner were sort of the Bob Dylan and Joan Baez of the East German folk movement, but they hardly became world famous. Ironically, with the fall of the Berlin Wall, another German rock band did.
Follow the Moskva down to Gorky Park, listening to the wind of change.
Winds of Change by the Scorpions was an international hit. Today, it's the informal soundtrack to lots of online videos depicting the fall of the wall. How time plays tricks on the mind. Winds of Change wasn't actually published until the spring of 1990, 6 months after the wall fell. The Scorpions got lucky by accident. Another artist whose name you'll probably recognize capitalized on the wall's fall.
I had everything that money could buy, but freedom I had none.
That's David Hasselhoff, the lifeguard actor from Baywatch. He also happens to be a pop star in Germany. On New Year's Eve, 1989, he gave a concert literally on top of a piece of the wall. The jacket he wore was covered with lights that blinked as fireworks exploded overhead. For The World, I'm Jerry Hadden, Berlin, Germany.
There's more coverage of the Berlin Wall anniversary at theworld.org. And be sure to check out Jeb Sharp's history podcast, How We Got Here. Jeb has a special set of stories about the Berlin Wall. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.